Hey guys, so Millennial Mirrors has always kind of been a reflection of where I'm at, headspace-wise, I guess. So season three is going to be very much introspective as opposed to maybe what season one and season two were about. And episode one of season three is going to be about feeling lost. I think it's something everyone has experienced at some point in their life. And so that's kind of where I wanted to jump in on. We're back with Dina Gandour. If you want to know more about her, go back and listen to part one of this episode that was released on Sunday. And otherwise, let's just jump into this. We're going to be talking about, you know, what does it mean to feel lost in your life, how it can kind of show up in different ways, what you can do about it, and more. So hopefully you'll enjoy it. And yeah, welcome back to Millennial Mirrors Season 3. Who would have thought? All right, guys. Talk to you later. All right. Dina, welcome back to the podcast. We're on part two.
Part two. Ready. Excited.
All right. So what does it mean to be lost in your life?
What does it mean to be lost? I think being lost is a general feeling that stays with us, probably always in the background, humming along, whether we think it's there or not. And as I said in the last episode, you know, we're always seeking something. We're always trying to move towards something. So there's always a sense of being lost and seeking something that we're hoping to find. And I think it's just part of being human.
Okay. But like, how do you become lost, do you think? Like what happens generally in someone's life when they're suddenly like, oh crap, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah. I think it's something has to throw you off in a big way. Something big has to happen. And obviously something big for me could be different for you, right? Mm-hmm. Something very small could be the catalyst for making you feel totally thrown off, totally uprooted, and having to question everything. And it's because we hold on to things that we think are really true, you know. Relationships, for example, you know, we were taught to like, you're going to find the love of your life and the world's going to be living happily ever after. And you have your first breakup and you're like, everything I thought about love was wrong. I don't want it anymore. And I think so. It takes something that makes you question a fundamental belief. That small thing has to change. And then you feel a little bit lost because you no longer have the thing that you were holding on to that made you feel safe, whether that was your relationship or your job or your family. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's something that you, a part of yourself, you know, like people that are going through cancer, if they end up losing their hair and their hair is something that they just felt really connected to, like maybe the health thing, they're like, I got this, but they lose their hair and they're like, whoa, like who am I without this? That could make them feel lost. So I think it just depends on what changes and what shifts.
See, I think while sometimes it can be a big thing, I also feel sometimes it just sneaks up on you.
Mm.
Like sometimes you don't even realize how you got to where you are in your life. And you just kind of like look around one day and you're just like, wait, what's going on here? This is not what I wanted for myself, or this is not how I should be feeling day in, day out, or what have you. And I think like, those are almost more dangerous, I feel, because usually if something drastic or big happens in your life, there's a big red flag, you're aware of it, you kind of realize I need to do something or deal with this somehow, people in your life are aware of it. It's when you suddenly kind of are just start feeling it internally where I think it becomes a bit more difficult because you don't even sometimes necessarily know how to vocalize it or what exactly it is you're feeling, because the status quo hasn't changed. It's just kind of your internal feelings about the status quo that suddenly.
Yes. That's so exciting though. I always think like something, it's the beginning of something about to change, but I totally agree with you. It's, you know, there are things that happen and the flags were there, I think, but it's like, was the awareness to see the flags there? You know, I ignored my health flags a year ago. And was like, I'm fine. I'm operating. And if I'm operating and I'm functioning in society, cool. That's all I need to do. And so I'm just going to ignore the fact that I'm not feeling 100% because I can function and I can fulfill my appointments and my projects. And so I think when it creeps up on you, has it just creeped up on you, or have you only just decided to be aware of the fact that it's creeped up on you? You know, so sure. I think, of course, hindsight is always 2020, but vision. But it's like, how can you move into a space of just being able to be aware when things start to feel off, so that you don't, wake up one morning and think, you know, look at the person next to you and go, oh no, what have I done? Or wake up in your job and go, why have I been here for 10 years?
Yeah.
And so, but then you have to be really clear about who you are as a person. And I don't think we do enough work around that. I don't think we really genuinely spend enough time thinking about, what are my like values and what are things that I believe in and who are the people I want to surround myself with and how do I want to spend my days and my hours and who do I want to give my energy to and receive energy from? And until you figure that out, everything's going to be kind of questionable.
Right.
But as soon as that's clear, you can be in a situation and be like, yeah, this is not for me, you know? And then things just, I think, become a bit clearer. Obviously, things are not perfect and we're always going to be learning.
Mm-hmm.
And then things also change and we change. And that comes with the lostness as well. You know, it's like, I'm not the person who I was before, you know, that's going to continue to change. I never thought I would work in childbirth, for example, because I personally always felt like children and birth and families wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have this feeling that I'm going to be spending most of my time creating other things or serving other people. I never feel like I'm meant to be birthing my own children or supporting my own family in that kind of way. So when I stepped into the pregnancy and birth field as a doula, I really shocked myself because I was kind of like, children are for people who want to have children. I'm not one of those people. And I kind of put myself outside of that box.
Right.
And so sometimes you surprise yourself and you realize, oh, hey, actually, this is really interesting space. And so it's like, are you lost? Or are you just maybe changing, shifting, shape shifting?
Interesting. So there are a couple of points that you touched on, which I think are interesting. One is the idea that what lost looks like will constantly change. You might be lost in one part of your life and then kind of feel like you've got a good grip on it. And then you realize there's another part of your life that you're not quite sure of. And I think as human beings, like you said, we're constantly changing, we're constantly evolving. And as you evolve and you grow, different things will satisfy you. Different things will, you'll want more out of different things, stuff like that. And so I think one thing we have to be careful of is to think that we always have to have everything figured out. Because the idea that you're always a work in progress is true. I think it's how you deal with feeling lost that's important and the lessons you learn. Like you said, feeling lost in a part of your life means it's time for you to examine your values when it comes to that part of your life. Examine what's important to you, how you deal with specific situations, how you relate to the people in your life, all those kinds of things. I don't know if you can think of any other kind of lessons we can take away from being lost.
I really like that idea of re-examining and refreshing and re-looking at things. I think that's a really beautiful teaching right there because it is something that we should be doing on a regular basis. If we want to keep moving forward towards just being our best selves. But there's a big element of acceptance as well. And again, I think depending on conditioning and culture, lost may have a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there an element of acceptance that we can bring into the feeling of not knowing everything and not having it all figured out? And not that we have to say, okay, it's okay that things are terrible if it's a bad loss.
Yeah.
But just being okay with it as it is then and there.
Sometimes you're not lost. Sometimes you're just on a journey.
Always
feel free
a journey.
To quote that and put it on Instagram.
Make it a t-shirt and sell it for $2.
I get what you're saying. I think there is, like you said, a negative connotation. And sometimes you've just got to be okay with there are certain aspects of your life that are a hot mess. And it's okay that they're a hot mess because you're focusing on something else. mm-hmm. Right now, or you're dealing with something else. And sometimes things are going to go by the wayside, and it's going to be a journey that you'll deal with on another day. That's a path you'll take on another time, if that makes sense. I think that concept of we have to have our shit together at all times in all aspects of our lives is unrealistic.
You literally took the words out of my mouth, because who actually has their shit together? Like, genuinely,
not
nobody. You know what I mean? And people, you know, because I started a business and then I moved into this and I moved into that, people like, oh my God, like, you're amazing. You're like superwoman. This is awesome. And I'm like, you have no idea. Like, I wake up every morning and I go, what the hell am I doing in my life? I'm like, what is the point? And none of us actually, we just don't know. And there's no way we can know. And it isn't as peachy and rosy as it looks. And, you know, the Buddha said, like, the human condition is suffering. Like, we have to be poked and prodded and, like, thrown through the mud. And we come out and we're like, ah, okay, that was good. I needed that. But we'll know that later, right? We're waiting
exactly.
for that.
Only after you come out of the mud.
Yeah, exactly. So while we're in the mud, we should collectively agree that we're in the mud together and that no person is really clean from their shit. Wow, that's deep.
So here's something for you. When we're in the mud, what are some of the questions that you ask yourself when you're feeling lost about something in your life?
I think sometimes even questioning it is doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps it's about being with it and just sitting with the, like, meh and the discomfort and the resistance and just kind of like allowing yourself that space to be with the unease. And then once you've kind of come into that acceptance of, like, I am in dis-ease about my life at this present moment,
mm-hmm.
then maybe you can start to ask some questions. But I think we tend to jump too quickly to the next step. Like, I am lost, I shall fix it.
Yeah.
And do we need to fix it, or do we need to just figure out why we're in this space by just feeling it out a little bit more first? Because sometimes the clarity comes with time.
Yeah.
Like, time is amazing, and we forget how much it tells us when time passes. It mm-hmm. just sometimes it needs to just pass.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, but then, you know, in those 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years, we're scraping towards that end line too, aren't we? We're like, let's just get there. Let's just get there. Let's just get there. So it's, again, it's that balance between the two. But I think it's understand, or the questions that maybe you want to ask are, you know, why am I feeling this way? Or what is it about this situation that is giving me fear or anxiety? Or now that I'm lost, and I have some ideas about what I want to move forward to, you know, which of these ideas feel the best, sit with me the best, resonate with me the best, or the closest to my values? And if I make a mistake, can I truly be okay with failure?
Yeah.
And be lost again until I figure it out?
I think the issues are either we jump to action really quickly, or we jump to distraction.
Mm,
I'm feeling anxious, or I'm feeling stressed about something. Let me take a vacation. Let me watch some TV. Let me just listen to some music. Let me do some shopping, whatever it is, to just kind of distract you from that feeling, as opposed to, like you said, sit with it. I found the best thing I can do when I'm not sure what the hell is going on internally is when I'm driving, I just won't put anything on. Like, no music, no podcast, no mm-hmm. nothing. And I'll just sit there quietly and just see what pops up. And a lot of it is just internal conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going on here? Okay, that's my control freak side. Okay, let's put that to the side. What's going on underneath that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just the fact that I'm worried about what my schedule for today. All right, let's keep going. You know what I mean? Yes, and it's just like, honestly, just like peeling back.
And sitting. Back.
And, yeah, peel and peel until you see what's really going on there. And sometimes, like you said, that's a one-time thing. Sometimes that takes weeks. And sometimes, okay, you found out what the hell is actually bugging you, but then it's a matter of, like, what do I want to do with it?
Yeah. And I think it's, are you giving yourself enough time to get to the bottom of it, because mm-hmm. I think you might peel one layer away and go, okay, that's enough. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go any further. And I started teaching a meditation course, and, you know, we are continuously receiving like information and data and screens and articles and conversations and people and calls. And we come to sit, it's completely quiet, mm-hmm. and we are absolutely terrified
yeah.
of getting into contact with how we're actually feeling, what we're actually thinking. And it's the first time that you're having to sit with that and listen to the thoughts and mm-hmm. see the thoughts and notice that you have a crazy side mm-hmm. and notice that you have an overactive brain and notice that you worry about things and notice that you are fearful about something and notice that you're low confident about something else. Mm-hmm. But we have to know that, right? Like yeah. it's just getting to know yourself, but are you willing to put the time into it, I guess.
Cool. So anything else about feeling lost before we jump into the three questions that we ask all our guests?
I don't think so. Now that you've said the three questions that we ask all our guests, I just want to get there.
So let's just jump into it. What's one word you use to describe yourself in your internal dialogue that you don't say out loud? Can be good or bad, either one.
That I say to myself that I don't say to other people.
Yeah, that you kind of like have in your internal dialogue, but you generally don't vocalize.
Totally weird.
Totally weird.
Like weird, like I'm a weirdo. Yeah. But like, and then I'm very like, then outward, I try to be authentic about that. But I don't know if people like know the scope of the weirdness.
Well, that leads us to the next question. What's a side of you that you'd like to step into more?
To be honest, it's power. I think that's something that we're afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we actually like knew our potential for our own like self-healing or our ability to make other people feel better, we're just so busy and distracted all the time. And then we have this amazing power if we just wanted to sit into it, whether you want to use it for yourself or you want to use it for the world.
Can you define power? Because when you said power, my mind went somewhere very different than what you're talking about. Oh, so what does power mean to you?
What was it to you?
Well, when you said power, for me, I went automatically to strength.
Mm.
And so for me, for example, I was like, that's actually a much easier place for me to go than to go into like softness. And like, and vulnerability, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like power for me is a quick, easy solution to like just step into and battle my way through something.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
For sure.
So I guess it depends. So I guess my question is, what does power mean to you?
Yeah. I think for me, it's not that typical construct of being strong and powerful or what society says is strong and powerful, but the kind of more cheesy version of stepping into your power. So your alignment, your authenticity, your essential purpose,
mm-hmm.
and really like tuning into the things that we can't always see and touch and feel and know, and just being able to sense and be more in that kind of energetic space. So I think, you know, I always think like, oh, I want to step forward into this place of being a healer. Mm-hmm. And then I immediately go into this dialogue of like, well, who are you? You've been on this earth for like 2 seconds. Who gives a shit? You know, what makes you qualified to be this person? And so that's what I think, like, hey, there's this potential expanded version of Dina that I want to step into, which I consider to be my power.
Okay.
So that's something that I think I always think about, but it's like a confidence thing, and it's an inner dialogue washing away thing. So
interesting. Okay. I don't know how I want to end that.
What's your power? I just kind of, now I'm curious.
I don't know. Like, cause part of me is like, yeah. Cause now I'm thinking, if I was to remove power as the construct or like powerful, mm-hmm. and just think power in general, I don't know what I would even define my power as. I'm going to take that question away,
mm-hmm.
and see what I'll come up with.
Yeah, it's like you've started this amazing platform and this podcast, and it's grown, but it's like, what is the purpose, and what's that next level where it begins to impact more people, And how can you like step into that? And not for the purpose of becoming famous per se, mm-hmm. because that's, I don't know if that's power, you know,
yeah.
But the, for the purpose of, yeah, actually making you the best person ever through that experience.
I'll take that one away.
Take it, journal it. Yeah.
Last question. What's your favorite childhood memory and why?
Honestly, growing up in Abu Dhabi was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So being a child of, and just being able to see all of my friends in every like 5 minute direction, because everything was a 5 minute drive. And it was like the mall was a 5 minute drive and the beach was a 5 minute drive and my friend's house was a 5 minute drive. And just this, I have amazing memories of being in a collective constantly, mm-hmm. whether that was friends or family friends or cousins or whatever it is. So I have, yeah, just amazing childhood memories of just having fun and being around many families, many like family pods, like friend family pods, family pods. Yeah.
And what about that made it so kind of, I guess, precious?
There was just so much, we spent so much time together. There was this like beautiful, endless amount of time that we had because we didn't have any responsibilities then. And we just, playing was on our to-do list and that was awesome.
So just freedom and connectivity.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Well, that's it. That's the end of the episode.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. It's been the first episode of season 3. So thanks for taking the time. I'll put all the links to your website and everything else in the episode description, guys. Go check it out. I'm sure you'll learn a lot. I learned a lot today. And thanks to everyone for listening. Let me know what you guys think. And be sure to subscribe. Give us a rating. And I don't remember how to do this, guys. This is the first episode of season 3. So I'm just going to say bye, guys. And I'll see you on next week's episode. I'm Shadi Anezi signing out.
Thank you so much.
Bye.